Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new siman today, siman Tuf Samach Beis, which deals with the issue of fruit juices and matzah. Do fruit juices have the capability of making something chometz? So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. May peros, fruit juices, below mayim, that don't have water in them. Obviously, every juice has water content inside it from a microscopic point of view. But here we're talking about that you grossly did not add water to it. So you have pure fruit juices. These pure fruit juices, albeit, again, their content has a lot of water inside of it, but no additional water has been added to these fruit juices. Ein machmitzim klal. The Mechaber tells us that they do not have the ability to make something chametz. Water is required to make something chametz. Water that is not part of fruit juices. So the water is what makes something chametz, and fruit juices do not have the ability to make something chametz, according to the Mechaber. Umutu lechol bePesach, and therefore the Mechaber writes, one is permitted to eat on Pesach, matzah sheni lo shor b'mei peros, afilu shoaso kol hayom. A person would be allowed to go and eat a dough that was then baked, even if it wasn't worked on all day. It could be sitting around all day. You could let the fruit juices sit inside the flour and the dough, and then much later put it into the oven. It will not, by definition, be able to become chametz. However, but you can't fulfill your obligation of eating matzah on Pesach night to fulfill the mitzvah of a kezayis of matzah at the Seder. Why? For a technical reason, not because it's chametz, because it's not called lechemoni. It's called rich matzah. It's called matzah ashira. And the pasuk tells us, ukrok siv lechemoni. The pasuk requires us over here to have lechemoni. And therefore, that's why you can't fulfill the matzah mitzvah with this type of a matzah, but it's not chametz, and you can eat it to your heart's content the rest of Pesach. Now, that's a mouthful. That's a lot that we said over here, and this is a very important subject. So let's look inside in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkar Nalef. What is an example of May Peros? He says, for example, could go in Yayin Veshemen. If you take wine, grape juice, or oil. And likewise, Vehu Adin Dvash. The same thing would apply with honey, or V'cholov, or milk. These are all called May Peros. It doesn't literally have to be coming from a fruit. Ushar Kolamashkim, or any other type of a liquid other than water. Via Sparler comment, as we'll see momentarily in today's shir and in the siman. Now, Dishu footnote number one points out that the minig is not to use a dough that has honey in it because it's very common. Matzoi should be ace hotzas hashaiva mehadvash. And when you're taking out the honey, so to say, from the honeycomb, misarvim shomayim, water does get mixed in over there. Vimachmitz mesisa, and that water that you're putting in there would be a problem. So, while technically honey is not going to be mechametz, the water that would be usually used, that would be a problem. In any event, Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking here about pure meperos below mayim, hainu below mayim klal, without any additional water being added. The imyesh behem mayim, because if you do add any water, afilu kolshu, this more machmir opinion says even if you add a little bit, a mashu of water, hare elu machmitzim, the water will combine with the fruit juices and actually be machametz faster. Sivkot and Gimel klal, but by themselves, the fruit juices aren't able to be mechametz. And he says, afilu heim miperos chamutzim, even if they're from a type of a fruit that is chamutz, that is sharp, ein machmitz mesa'isa. Nevertheless, it won't be able to make the dough into chametz. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet says, even if it were to be in this dough all day long, the fruit juices can't be mechametz. And he says, you're going to look to see, the nispach habatzik, the dough is going to become puffy. Isn't that a sign of chametz? He says, no, the ein zeh chimutz, that's not called the chimutz process, el sirchon, that's just a deterioration, so to say, not chimutz, that is sirchon, which is a totally different thing. Sivkot and hey, you won't be able to fulfill your obligation, however, with such type of a dough, because it is matzah ashira and not lechemoni. And that's, he's referring to the mitzvah of haynu kizayis rishon shol shtei halelos. That's the mitzvah that we have to eat a kizayis of matzah on the night of Pesach and chutz loretz on both nights at the Seder. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, May peros imayim, however, fruit juices with water, that actually is mamar in lahachmetz. That will actually become chametz faster. Yosef, Mishar, Isa, faster than a regular dough with water. And therefore, hilkach, ain't lolishman. Therefore, don't use this at all. And if you did, in fact, do this, you must bake it immediately, because you can't say that, well, I have 18 minutes till it becomes chametz. It will become chametz faster. Since we're not sure how much faster, you have to go and bake it right away. That's what the Mechaber tells us. The Mishnah Berurah explains this, if you use it with water, this is true, bein shamei peros merubin, this is true if the fruit juices are the predominant, they're the majority over here, v'hamayim watim, is only a small amount of water, or bein lehefech, and certainly if there's a lot of water and only a small amount of fruit juices. And the issue footnote number 3 brings down, shafilu kol shumayim im mei peros, even if there's only a slight amount of water over here, it will still be able to go and be machmetz. Now, legabe ma'at mei peros shenis avu berov mayim, in regards to a small amount of fruit juice that gets mixed in with water, so then we learned in Simon Tof Nun Hei, in regards to when you're drawing the water, we said don't draw it ideally in kalim that had fruit juices in it previously. You shouldn't do so. Tovul himana mizeh, kiven shama'at me peros, shiniflotin misardin b'mayim, that the little bit of fruit juices that may be absorbed into the container, and now it's going to mix with the water that you're pouring in there, that would make the dough be mamar l'hachmet. So don't do it. Unless you do hagol, of course, on the clean, you remove it. However, the Chazon Ish says, Shema'at me peros isarbu b'mayim, ve'eno nostim tam b'mayim, if it doesn't give any taste to the water, then maybe it won't be actually ma'ar l'hachmetz. And you can see this in the Ber Heitev as well, where in Oz Gimel, he brings down, v'li nira, the koshin is batel, b'samach, b'inyon shin margishim, botam me peros, mikri lechem oni. It's called lechem oni. Not only is it not called chametz, that if you can't taste it at all, then it's called lechem oni, and it's perfectly good matzah. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, "V'kasu achronim." The achronim say, "Dein chiluk bein sheni losh techila im mei peros." The order over here doesn't make any difference, whether it first was kneaded with the fruit juices without any water, and then only afterwards v'achakach bo lamayim kodem shenefe, and then you poured in some water before it was baked, or lehefech, or first was kneaded with water and then the fruit juices were added. It doesn't make any difference. The same rules apply that it's mamar lahachmitz. But the imnisyabe shamei peros tocha kemach, if you added some fruit juices over here to the flour and it dried up and it's not a liquid state anymore, it's dried flour, and then you put in water, v'achakach bo amayim aleim, that's already a big machlokas, and he says, ayin of the bir halacha, we'll discuss this further. And if you look in the bir halacha, memarim lahachmetz, the Chofetz Chaim writes, b'poskim dika pluk de b'chomitzu, there's a big machlokas over here. According to the Rabbeinu Tam and other poskim, eino el chomitz nuksha, this is called chomitz nuksha. The chametz gomor ain't no elamai mivavad. The only way you can have real chametz is if you only have with water over here. And Dirshu footnote number 10 tells us that this is the Chazon Ish's opinion as well. Should botzei shenilosh b'mayim umei peros hu echad bishlosh shahofanim shel chametz nuksha. This is actually one of the types, the three types of chametz nuksha. The chiluk bein chametz nuksha l'chametz gomor, the difference between chametz nuksha and chametz gomor, we already learned previously in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Tov Mem Zayin, shim nis'ariv chametz nuksha afilu tol chapesach bein bimino or bein shelo bimino, if you have a taruvus, a mixture over here, yesh lismoch b'shasat chak odasem login avram v'od harbi achronim shu batel, that it could be nullified. However, chametz gomor is never nullified on Pesach. So that's the opinion of the Rebbeinu Tam, that this is chametz nuksha. However, the opinion of the Rambam and those that hold like the Rambam is that this is chametz gomor. And he brings out from the Prima Godim, the dafka b'miut mayan. Everybody only has this machlokis if there was only a little bit of water. Aval l'marov mayan, but when you have a majority of water and a little bit of fruit juices, then l'kuli amu chametz gomor v'chayv korisla, then that's real chametz, and you'd be chayv koris rachmona l'slan if you ate it on purpose on Pesach. Then the next bir halacha, dibra maskul ein lolosh b'hem, tells us, ubinoflu me peros alchitim o kemach. This is what the Mishnah Berurah was just referring to when he said, look in the bir halacha. It's this bir halacha that he was referring to. And he says, when you have the me peros that fell onto chitim or flour and it dried up, so can you use this to bake matzos? Is this the problem now? So this is machlokas achronim over here. He says, yesh osrim, there's an opinion that says you can't. The bishar sheyuva le'amayim, when you now add the water to this dried flour with fruit juices dried into it, it will revitalize. Tisorebem koach meperos usmar l'achmetz. The meperos and water will mix and it will quickly become chametz, and that's a problem. Albeit, the issue footnote number 11 brings down, if there was only a mashu of peros that got dried in over here, so the Shaar Tzion in Simen Tov Samech Vav is going to tell us that everybody would be able to be makel in that situation. And likewise, if it was a mashu shomayim in the siapshu, it was only a small amount of water and it got dried up, he says the call of the Asi Shlako. So you have to have a significant amount of either water or fruit juices that dried up inside the flour or the dough before you even get this question off the ground, according to the Machmir opinion over here, Yesh Osrin. The issue footnote number 12 brings down, if you did knead the dough with water, and then, after you baked it, only then did you baste it with meiperos. So then we already learned from the Eishel Avraham Yibachach, even those that don't allow you to soak matzah in water, in this situation, you don't have to be concerned that it revitalizes the water that was in there. Now is going to come out with the basted peros, may peros, and make it chametz. Because once it's baked, the water that was in the kneading is considered halachically not there, kilu lo hayor klal, and therefore there is no concern at this point. So this is the more machmir opinion that we just brought down, albeit with the coolers that the Dirsha footnotes brought down. V'yesh mekilim, but there are those who more make a lechatrila and say, kivan shekvar kol ha'alach luchas, since the original either water or fruit juice that got dried up into the dough or into the flour, then is batlu, and it's considered nullified, lo yis'orishuv, it won't revitalize, it won't come back again. How do we paskin over here? He says, v'nir of the b'shasat chaki yishu smoch l'hokel, v'lolush, that under extenuating circumstances, you could rely upon this and go and knead this dough. That's because there are those that disagree with the Mechaber's opinion over here that says it's going to be mamar lahachmitz, and therefore one can rely upon this more lenient opinion, b'shas adchak. And this is also the opinion of the Magid Mishnah and the Rabbeinu Mamoach. And therefore, he says, "Im kein al koponim b'nisyavshu yesh lachum." Therefore, you can rely upon them certainly if it's been dried up. The next bir halacha, Dibur Maskul Bohem, tells us also a whole machlokas as to whether you are allowed to go and baste with fruit juices or not. Ayin in Dibur Maskul Bohem for this discussion, which we've also had previously as well. He concludes and he says, the bottom line is, well, there are those that are meiko, our minhag is to be machmir, as the Ramah brings down later on. So, back to the Mechaber, who says that these meiperos that are mixed with water, since it's mamar lahachmetz, he says, hilchach ein lolush bem, one shouldn't knead with them, and if you did, you should bake it right away. So, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nuches, you have to bake it right away. Vim avar v'shoa kodem afiyah, if you did bake it right away, if you waited, so then yesh lesor b'achila, then you're not allowed to eat it. It's chametz. Av shelo shoa shir mil, even though you didn't delay the shear of a mil, the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, the 18-minute shear that we've been talking about. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, ulagabi isos matzos hamumos with basar gvina. If you have a dough and you fill it up with basar or cheese, so there is lechluchis that comes out of them, bishas afiyosan. And therefore, we said previously, you shouldn't do so. However, he says, even in that situation when the lecha comes out only during the baking, one might have thought that it would be good. You have to be concerned that it will start to become chametz even before the actual heat of the baking is there. And this is true. Afilu b'di'evet, if you did this by accident, it also you shouldn't eat such matzah. Dirsha foot number 5 brings down, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, afilu im osak ba esek gomer. He brings down from Rav Simcha Bonin Waldenberg, Shlita, that if a person were to go and work with this fruit juice that's mixed with water, and work on the dough the whole time, and not have it ever left undone, unworked on, nevertheless, it still would make it chametz. That's the more machmer opinion, and that's why he says, yafimiyad, you must bake it immediately. However, the El Yerab is more makel, and he says that if there's a significant financial loss over here, then you'd be allowed to eat it, as long as kosher lo shor shir mil, as long as you didn't wait the amount of time that it takes to go a meal, 18 minutes, and likewise lo min kar bo simoni chimus, and there is no evidence over here that it became chametz physically. V'nira, furthermore, the imhoya dover zeh b'shogei, b'vada yesh l'smoch l'hokel b'shasat chak. And certainly, if this was done unintentionally, somebody by accident poured in some apple juice, and they didn't realize it, so then certainly in this situation, one could be meiko b'shasat chak under extenuating circumstances, as long as you didn't wait the 18 minutes, and as long as there was no evidence that it became chametz. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, the Tamador, but the reason why it can be Mekel over here, and why we make a distinction between Shogeg and Mezig, so the Chazunish says that the Mishnah Berurah's understanding is, based upon the Mogin Avram and the Chok Yaakov, Le'inyan Hamasha Isa Shini Losha B'mei Peros Kodem Afiyosa Sha'osu Lochla, that if you delayed over here with a dough that was mixed with fruit juices, and you're not allowed to eat it, that's not because it's technically chametz, it's because of a knas, u'b'shogeg lo kansu, and that's why in Shogeg, the Mishnah Berurah says, we weren't giving a knas over here. However, the Chazon Ish is surprised. He says, if it's a knas, so then madu hitiru lol shmeizid lefos miyad. Then why did the Mechaber say that you're allowed to bake it right away if you did it? If it's a knas, we should have considered you and said, if you did it b'meizid, you can't bake it right away. So he doesn't understand why the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here that b'shogeg, we let you do it because it's only a knas and we weren't giving a knas on somebody b'shogeg. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says that we learned this din previously, the Chanal b'simen tof nun hei yisif kimo linyan lisha b'poshen ayin sham. So it's a similar din. Then he tells us v'da, the skimu achronim, the after kaimalon, the imofa miyad, mutu lechol oso hamatzon. The achronim say, they agree, that even though we hold that if you baked it immediately, then you can eat this matzah, nevertheless, mikomokom in yotzim b'yidei chovas matzah. Again, you wouldn't fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on Leil Pesach at the Seder. The kosh yesh bo mei peros, because if it has fruit juices inside of it, afilu mu'at, even a little bit over here, then kosh nirgash bo tam mehamei peros. If you can taste the mei peros, mikre matzah shira, then it's not called lechamoni, it's called matzah shira, v'en yotzim b'yidei chovah, and you can't fulfill your obligation in this situation. Below owed, and furthermore, el afilu umlosh b'mayim, and even if you first kneaded it with water, and then you afterwards just basted it, v'achakach kitfo milamala b'mei peros v'afor, and you only put a little fruit juice on the top, you baste it a little bit on top, and then you baked it, gam kein ein yotzi b'yidei chovas matzah. You also, it's still called matzah shira, it's not called the su lo hevi lechamoni, it's not called lechamoni, and that's why you can't be yotzi, your obligation to eat matzah on Pesach night. Now, the issue footnote number 8 brings down, v'myesh b'matzah shishim kineged mei peros, but if there is 60 times the amount of the meperos, so then the Chok Yaakov says, bofen ze ein bo tam shel meperos, then you don't have any of the taste of the meperos, and that's nechshav lechamoni, like we brought down earlier from the bear hay tape. And likewise, he says, the Shari Tshuva writes, shelo dai shia bekemach shishim neged meperos. You can't say you just compare the kemach to the meperos. The water has to be more than 60 against the meperos to have this didn't take effect. Finally, the issue footnote number 9 brings down, before we were talking about that you basted it before you baked it. Here we're talking about that you baked it without any fruit juices, and then you basted it with some fruit juices while it's still hot. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, in this situation, it's also not going to be lechem oni, it's going to be matzah shira, and you can't use it to be yotze, the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Because when you yotze the matzah, it has to be pure matzah, can't have any other taste in it. And therefore, if it has any other taste in it, even though there's zero concern with chametz, that removes the taste of the matzah, and you're supposed to have the taste of matzah and nothing else, and therefore it's considered in this situation not being lechem oni. With this, we conclude today's shiur.